God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for the miracle seed. Know that this seed shall cause you to come into a season of a harvest and new beginning. Shopping around technology is going to be very favorable for thee. For the Lord says, I have gifted your hand. I've gifted your hand. And you're going to find that you're going to touch the lives of many, many, many people. And you're going to expand even in the areas of technology, internet, and computers. For the Lord says, in this month of September, between now and the 26th of the month, it's going to be a time for you to begin to learn some new skills, a time to also begin to expand your intellectual horizons as well. And I also begin to feel that the Lord says you might even begin to explore some new areas, because you might be dealing with political matters, or political could also be areas of work. The church can also be political, but it seems like you're going to be standing up for some rights or some things or matters of importance to you. It's also a time of spiritual growth, a time where you're going to deal with philosophical topics as well. And you may feel a little bit edgy or restless on the 8th, so use wisdom in that, because you could end up saying some things out of being over exerting yourself, mental exhaustion, or you could feel stressed. And yet God says, stay in his presence, read and study and stay in prayer to begin to help you alleviate the tension. Now, I can tell you from around about the 5th to the 29th, it's going to be a time where you're going to, will you be able to acquire loans during that season, because the Spirit's going to help you to acquire loans, or you're going to have the ability to begin to sweeten your intimate life as well. Around the 13th to the 26th of the month, is going to be an excellent time to do some networking as well. And you're going to find that it's going to be a season that's going to give you the energy to pursue your goals and to begin to activate some new things in your life. And I also heard God say, if friends or associates want too much, God says you need to begin to set some boundaries to protect yourself, because the takers are going to be around you trying to drain you, to drain you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but also financially. So the Lord says, set some boundaries, and that's going to be key that you do that. Say it, the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. And I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this month of September, and I so agree with his grace. For Father God said, this is the season to plan financially. For Father God said, this is the month when you're going to get some of your financial questions answered. Father God says, write it down and make it plain in this season. And he's going to clear up some confusion and conflict concerning financial matters. I also hear Father God saying, this is the month to begin to ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the doors have been opened. But Father God says, your personal freedom is coming forth in a new way, in a new dimension. I do hear Father God saying new information, right information. And I hear Father God says, anything that has caused conflict over the month, Father God is addressing this month. So Father God says, this is the season to gird up your loins concerning your faith and begin to move on what God has ordained for you. And I further hear Father God saying, the genius in you is emerging in a new way, in a new dimension. For Father God says, what seems peculiar, unusual concerning you, Father God says, my people are peculiar people. Father God says, begin to celebrate life, begin to celebrate yourself. And I do hear Father God say, concerning relationships and partnerships, this is the month where you're going to come face to face with a favorable outcome. And I'm just hearing Father God saying, around the week of September 13th, Father God says, this is the season that you're going to begin to regroup. Go within, and you're not going to do without new meditation, new prayer, new health, and new vitality. And that is the word of the Lord.
My God, my God. Listen, friend, stay tuned. As the prophetic team is about to come forth and give you what thus saith the Lord. I'll be right back. God bless.
God bless you, sister. I just hear God saying he is elevating you. I see the leader coming forth out of you. I see a pioneer. I see new business ideas that are flowing through you, in and through you. And God said, this is the season that as you get into my presence, the angels of the Lord, the ministering angels, shall come forth and bring you great ideas, and they are going to minister to you. Comfort is coming to you. Healing is coming to you. And God says he's raising you up in this season. You have complete, whole healing in your body. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Annette. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there is strength coming to you. God is saying for you not to be hesitant in this season. God is saying for you not to allow yourself to be lazy and complacent, but God is saying that there is much that he has for you to do, and God is saying for you to write the vision and make it plain and run with it, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Annette. Sister Annette, I hear the word of the Lord saying that you are going to be involved in some sort of communication. I'm hearing God say that he's going to use you as a mediator over family disputes. God says all is well, and I'm hearing God say that there's something that you're going to prosper in, and God says that you are highly intelligent, and God says that you're going to use that intellect to your favor, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, woman of God. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying there's a promotion coming. A promotional blessing shall be thy portion in this season. There's also music around you. I don't know if you are a promoter of music or something. There's a creative anointing in you and on you in this season. I just see you just kind of working this keyboard, doing sounds and lyrics. So just receive that as the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Annette. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, activate. I hear Father God saying, activate your faith. And I hear Father God saying, be angry and sin not. Father God says, I agree with the prophetess. For Father God says, this is your season for your voice to be heard through song. And I just hear Father God saying, write the book. For Father God says, as you write the book, it's going to be a healing catalyst as you work through this process. Father God says, agree with your adversary quickly. But Father God says he's transforming and reversing some things on your part, and that's the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place in a dimension in me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, woman of God. Get ready for increase. Get ready for doors of opportunities. Write the book, technology. Write the book, something surrounding technology. Write the book. For the Lord says, I will bring you through a season of a challenge. For the Lord will say unto thee that I will bring you into a season of adjustments. Something surrounding relationship. The Lord says, be more understanding, be more flexible. For this is a season where the Lord says, as you move in unconditional love, you won't fight certain endings that is around thee. For the Lord says that you're releasing people that have been draining you. You shall be releasing people that has been taken away from thee. For the Lord will say unto thee that I will bring you into a time of a spiritual inheritance. And those things that has been hanging around you, the Lord says, people and things that has been hanging around you, it's time to begin to release them. For something shall come to an end, and it is going to die. It's going to come to an end, meaning it's going to come to an end. But great healing shall flow unto thee. For the Lord says, what seems like a temporary setback shall actually be the beginning of something brand new for thee. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is an hour that you will grow. This is an hour where the Lord says, I touch thee and I'm going to cause you to prosper. Oh, I see gold all around you. Gold, 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 gold is all around thee. For the Lord says, you've been tried and you've been tested. You've been in a furnace, and now I'm going to cause you to prosper. For the Lord says, this is an hour where something is coming to an end, but it shall be the birthing of something new. Be at peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Now the Lord says, I don't know what this, if this health situation, the Lord says, take care of your health, watch prescriptions and things of that nature, ask for any side effects, something that seems like it may be hard to diagnose. The Lord says, go get a second or third opinion, and the Lord says, that's when you're going to get the answer. It's not what it looks like, I'm hearing the Lord say. Get a second or third opinion, for there's some kind of a misdiagnosis. But the Lord says you're in a season of healing. And know that I touch your bones, I touch the jaw, I even touch around the teeth area. Get to the dentist and don't miss any kind of medical appointments. Stay on top of your appointments. And that is the word of the Lord. Get ready, because God says travel, travel, travel. I saw several doors. I saw the Lord says apostle, apostle, apostle. You will be a builder. And that is the word of the Lord.